12. So we've now included into that the detailed description of the location for assessing both subcutaneous rib fat. And then if we scroll down to figure 10, down to total rib fat, sorry. Yep, we can do that. Yep. So so for subcutaneous rib fat, it says to determine the position, you measure the length of the ribeye muscle. Starting at the medial border, determine a point 3/4 of the way along the rib eye and halfway across. Take a ruler through this point at a right angle to the specified rib and interface between the subcutaneous rib fat and intermuscular fat, and measure the sub fat by placing the ruler at a right angle to the line of the subcutaneous fat from the interface point above. Where the rib fat is damaged, the other side of the carcass can be measured or estimated. And that's describing the diagrams that you see below.